みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 7. You'll know the location of the action with Japanese particles ni, de, and o.
ようこそ、Japanese Pod 101の助詞のレッスンへ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Particle Lesson series at JapanesePod101.com. My name is Jessie, and I'm joined here by...
Naomi です。こんにちは。Hello, Naomi here.
In the previous lesson, you learned about particles that indicate time.
Right, such as から
from
まで
to or until,
and ni,
at, on, and in. Can we hear some examples?
Sure. 8時半に会社に行きます。
I go to work at 8:30.
9時から5時まで働きます。
I work from 9 to 5. So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn particles that indicate location, such as ni, de, and o.
In this conversation, we have two people who are talking on the phone, right?
はい、そうです。Right. 佐藤恵子さんと田中明さんが話しています。
Keiko Sato and Akira Tanaka are talking on the phone. And it looks like Akira is giving directions.
はい。
In the learning center, you can review the particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi Sensei made those questions for you.
はい。
So please go to the Learning Center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Tanaka-san? 佐藤です。場所がわかりません。
今、どこにいますか？
公園の入り口にいます。
池が見えますか？
はい、見えます。
池の橋を渡ってください。橋の近くでバーベキューをしています。
橋？ん？ちょっとわかりません。
わかりました。じゃあ、入り口で待っていてください。今行きます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
田中さん、佐藤です。場所がわかりません。
今、どこにいますか？
公園の入り口にいます。
池が見えますか？
はい、見えます。
池の橋を渡ってください。橋の近くでバーベキューをしています。
橋ん？ちょっと、わかりません。
わかりました。じゃあ、入り口で待っていてください。今、行きます。
今度は、英語が入ります。
田中さん？佐藤です。場所がわかりません。
Mr. Tanaka, it's Keiko. I can't find the place.
今、どこにいますか？
Where are you now?
公園の入り口にいます。
I'm at the park entrance.
池が見えますか？
Can you see a pond?
はい、見えます。
Yes, I see it.
池の橋を渡ってください。
Cross the bridge that goes over the pond.
橋の近くでバーベキューをしています。
We're having the barbecue near the bridge.
橋？ん？ちょっとわかりません。
Bridge? Hmm? I don't know where it is.
わかりました。 じゃあ、入り口で待っていてください。今行きます。
Okay, well, just wait there at the entrance. I'll be right there. So Keiko is going to have a barbecue with Akira in the park. That sounds nice.
そうですね。And it sounds like the park is pretty big.
Right, this park has an ike, pond, and hashi, bridge. But Naomi-sensei, you need to get permission to have a barbecue in the park, right? I mean, not just anyone can go to any park and have a barbecue.
そうですね。It really depends on the park, but you probably need to make a reservation beforehand. And you probably have to pay some money.
I see. And I think some parks have strict rules, too. So we recommend that you check with the park before you decide to have a barbecue.
その方がいいですね。I think so, too.
In this lesson, you'll learn particles that indicate location and correspond to in, on, or at in English.
The particles that we are covering here are ni, de, and o. Why don't we start with particle ni?
Okay.The particle ni marks the location where a person or thing exists.
In lesson 4, we covered the verb iru, which means to exist or to have for animate object, and aru, which means to exist or to have for inanimate object. For example, 警察がいる.
There's a police officer.
And トイレがある.
There's a restroom. When you want to describe where the object is, you can say the location and then attach ni.For example,
駅 is train station. So, 駅に警察がいる。
There's a police officer at the train station. Note that the location, 駅, was followed by the particle に. Can we hear the same sentence again?
Sure. 駅に警察がいる。
How do you say there's a restroom?
トイレがある。
Let's add the location of the restroom. How do you say there's a restroom on the second floor?
The second floor is 2階. So, 2階にトイレがある。
There's a restroom on the second floor. Okay. Along with these verbs that express existence, such as ある and いる, the particle に is often used with certain verbs such as 住む, to live, and 勤める, to work for, where it marks the location.
そうですね。For example, ケンはロンドンに住んでいる。
Ken lives in London. ロンドンに住んでいる。Did you notice that the place Ken lives was marked by ni and then followed by 住んでいる?
As for the verb 勤める, to work for, Ken は銀行に勤めている.
Ken works for a bank. 銀行に勤めている. The place Ken works for, which in this case is a bank, 銀行, is marked by ni and then followed by 勤めている.
そうですね。銀行に勤めている.
Okay, and now on to the next particle, で. The particle で marks where an action takes place.
Right. 学校 is school. And 勉強する is to study. So, 私は学校で勉強する.
This means I study at school. Note that the place, 学校, was marked by で. So, 学校で at school. And then 勉強する to study becomes 学校で勉強する I study at school.
Here's another example. 公園 is park, and 会う is to meet. So, 公園で会う is to meet at the park.
Then, how do you say, let's meet at the park?
公園で会いましょう. And please be careful. で cannot be used with the verb ある, いる, 住む, and 勤める. The location for those verbs,has to be marked by ni.
Right. So, for example, I live in Tokyo is usually
東京に住んでいる.
And I work for a bank is usually
銀行に勤めている. The last particle we'll be looking at is お.
Right, the particle お. In lesson 2, you learned the usage of particle お as an object marker. But in this lesson, you'll learn how it's used to indicate the place of movement.It might be a little complicated, but hang with us.
はい。When talking about location, the particle を is used only with verbs that describe motion, such as 歩く
to walk,
飛ぶ
to fly,
渡る
to cross,
曲がる
to turn,
泳ぐ
to swim,
登る
to climb,
and so on.
So here, let's go through some different examples so we can see how it's used.
はい。
The first one is to walk through the park, which is
公園を歩く。
To cross a bridge.
Bridge is 橋。So, 橋を渡る。
To swim in the river.
River is 川。So, 川を泳ぐ。
To climb a mountain is
A mountain is 山。So, 山を登る。
In this lesson, we went over particles that indicate location. Let's recap this lesson with a quiz.
はい。
How do you say to cross the bridge? 1.
橋に渡る。
2.
橋を渡る。
3.
橋で渡る。
And the answer is
2. 橋を渡る。
The place of movement is marked by the particle を here. Okay, and now on to the next question. How do you say there's a restroom in the station? 1.
駅にトイレがある。
2.
駅でトイレがある。
3.
駅をトイレがある。
And the answer is
1. 駅にトイレがある。
Do you remember? The particle に marks the location where a person or thing exists.
Right. Remember that ある means to exist. Okay, so that's all for this lesson.
And again, make sure that you read the lesson notes for reinforcement. This lesson might have been a little bit complicated, but if you read the lesson notes, we hope it will all be more clear. Premium members, don't forget to subscribe to the premium feed. It's a really easy way to get all of the content we offer.
Yes, like audio file, PDFs, videos. You can get everything we have. You don't have to download everything one by one.
Yep, only one click of a button and you get it through iTunes. If you're not a premium member, then try the sample feed first.
You can find it at JapanesePod101.com. それじゃあまた。
See you next time.
Tanaka-san? 佐藤です。場所がわかりません。
今どこにいますか？
公園の入り口にいます。
池が見えますか？
はい、見えます。
池の橋を渡ってください。橋の近くでバーベキューをしています。
橋？ん？ちょっとわかりません。
わかりました。じゃあ入り口で待っていてください。今行きます。